The Blind Spot.
Can you see it?
What do you see?
Blind Spot at kaya959.co.za.
Uncle T, when I met my husband, my son was 3 years old. After we got married, my husband asked that I change my son's surname to his since my son's biological father was absent at the time. My son is now 17, and about 2 years ago, his biological father reached out and they began rebuilding the relationship. A few weeks ago, my son told me that once he turns 18, he plans to change his surname back to his father's. This broke my heart and it honestly really hurt me. My husband stepped up and became a father to him. Yes, the relationship did hit a rough patch during my son's teenagers, but I believe it's nothing they can't work through. I told my son I don't agree with his decision and asked him not to go through with it. But he told me he has forgiven his father and wants to reclaim his rightful name as a gesture of that forgiveness. I haven't told my husband yet. I'm afraid this will deeply hurt him or even cause him to resent my son after all he's done for him. Part of me feels my son is being selfish and ungrateful, but another part wonders if his father is influencing him. I'm scared this decision might backfire on my son emotionally or worse, damage our marriage. Is this my battle or should I let him face this music himself? What could I be missing here? What's my blind spot?
Whose battle is this? Is this her battle or the son's battle? Who should be telling who what here? What do you see, Anon?
Hi, man. Mntwana akangeni sibongene siright sakubo. Baba khamlungisele kahle ngoba umntwana kusasuzohlupheka. Beside leyo nto leyo, umntwana kumele abize kubo vele. Kodwa kumele bamlungisele kahle izinto zakho. Sesteri ayikho into angayenza nakuso. Uyabona? Ngoba kusasa futhi umntwana nasekasokola uzoblame umamakhe. Manje akangeni sibongene sakubo umntwana. Oright. Vele ekugcineni umntwana uzofuna ukuthi abhilonge la kubo la buya khona. Uyabona loo nto?
Is this the point, Anon, where the mother says to him, listen, you can do that. You have every right to do that. However, there are things traditionally or culturally that must be done for you to carry that name. Is this the point where then they send the son back, or she sends the son back to the biological and says, tell him he needs to do this rituals or whatever, rites of passage for you to carry his name? Or ayeg.
As a guy, the moment you take on responsibility of being a stepfather, such things may happen in the future. Because no matter what you do, you are not the parent. You're not the biological parent of that child. And the father, because he's there now, there's nothing the stepfather can do. And the boy is making a decision for himself. So she can't make it about herself. Mdona kutini.
Doesn't Landla. Miss T?
Blind spot your talent. You go to see such a ton to an umfaga. It's bong and then a sisaki. You know, we go and go to Lingan is a shalling a cool footing a new funnel. Case a isole, say Wednesday. Gana was a new change is bong, Fagis bong, Oscar Babuayanga in the Langa Luto. Go with Sin. Bessie go pesaki spong, says Yanamazo Kitchimeli bongs as in the Yavant. I boo. Hayi lengane ayesibongweni sika mamayo mangabe kuthiwa iyashitsha ayesibongweni sika mamayo awu hayi ngeke
niyathatha ukuyikha phezulu Miss T.
Yes, but this is gonna hurt your husband. But we are like your husband. This is not a car with a value of a change of ownership. This is another man's son. I'm like Tabanga Lenten, Lumdanus or Kula, Abe in daughter, after this woman's son. So, yeah, I may like your husband, but I'm done right.
I'm in this woman and you're abandoned. I'm flange. Okay. I'm on the stepfather's side, Mina, by the way. I have a soft spot for them. That I would say, unashamedly. And I'll tell you why. This man steps up. He steps up. This is what? More than 12 years ago. The deadbeat was not there. Right? He gets married to this woman. We hapale namani. And to show his commitment, he therefore gives his son, this boy, his name. Meaning, you're my son. Right? And then later, this boy decides, I mean, I am again. Which is fine. He's well within his rights. He can do that. And again, I don't think he was doing it so that he can have his loyalty. He's growing up. Make your own decisions. And I like the question she's asked. Should I just let him be? Yes, you can. But should things go haywire, right? Let's say, if Teboho is here, let's say, your husband's ancestors are very strong in that valley, Bebamthathi Lomntwana, to be theirs. And now they're like, huh, after we've done all of this, this is the thanks we get from you. And then they turn their backs on him. You as the mother, you're going to cry. Right? What is she to do? And what happened to two becoming one? How do you know something that your husband doesn't know? That's the blind spot. You know something and you didn't tell him? Should he find out? Yes, your marriage is on the rocks. Before you tell him. See, for me, that's where the blind spot is. Number two, the son, well within his rights. He can decide to change his name, go ahead. Culturally, are there things that are supposed to happen before that? Of course. Of course they should be. There must be a conversation that happens before you just, I go to Home Affairs and change my name. I hope you as well. Blind spot on Iritswere. No.
I totally understand where you're coming from. This is a difficult one. But also, umntwana should have stuck to either your surname or the father's surname. Akasi umntana walendoda lo oyishadile. So he shouldn't be taking up his bongo sakhe because now confusion is into zamadlozi and everything. He doesn't belong there. So I think he is right by wanting to change his surname to his father's surname at 18. He cannot get married to another woman later on in life using that surname, yendoda yakho. He should use his father's surname. That's who he is. So for his things with his ambigahle and everything, he needs to change his surname to his father's surname. He is not that man's child. Amadlozi don't recognize that child as that man's child. So funegenje aye kubabake alungise izinto zakhe and change his surname. I'm with him. As much as it will hurt the father that's currently there right now, his stepdad, but he needs to understand that akasubabake omampela and that he needs to allow the child to do the right thing for himself as well. And it doesn't change their relationship at all. That's what he also needs to understand. It does not change their relationship. Usazomthanda because umkhulisile.
That's why ke re le khamodi mo man.
The blind spot was you keeping the secret from your husband. You should have conversations with him about this right from the onset. Liana, the blind spot there high was to I happy lena mani. We happy lena mani, which meant well that he wanted to build a family with you, which is good. But now it's time to face the music. The boy has become bigger and he's a man now. He will soon be making his own decisions. And another blind spot is the traditional way of doing things. Is he going to come to their family and pay damages?
And give the man an opportunity to hear what this boy is planning. Simple. Right? Just bring him on board. That's all you need to do. Don't decide for him.
It can never be late for a father to reconcile with his kids, especially a father with his boy child. It can never be late. We pray for this and we pray for this every day. Big up to the father who just reconciled. Secondly, Prati, we must learn this. Umhlaba wonke ugcwele abazali. When you get to somebody's life on abantwana, when you love your partner and decide to love the kids, do so earnestly, do so with your all of your heart without expecting anything in return, so that should the case of an absent parent comes back, you don't have issues. It is hurt you to see to tell the husband. If the husband has loved these kids earnestly with all his heart, the issue of a surname cannot be a problem. So therefore Sisi must go and address it to Imienwake.
Thank you.
Blind spot here today, I can only rehlaluse ka Sesotho fela. Abuti ha nanyala mme o ile a hapa lenamane. Ya lenamane e hodile le Sesotho se a tsho sire. Khomo khutlela hae hodile. Ka hona blind spot mo ntate o entse mosebetsi wa hae o hodisitse namane ena. Namane e se hodile jwale e se le khomo e ka nna khutlela ha bo yona. Ha ka ba sa senya letho. Mme o tlametse fela a jwetse ntate decision eo.
Thank you. What else do you see?
Let him face this music himself. What could I be missing here? What's my blind spot?
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I don't think the question should be, is this my battle to face? But more on, how can I support my son and still honor my husband, you know? I think her feelings are valid, of feeling very loyalty to the husband, feeling pain. it's all valid, but I believe the blind spot is her just centering the husband's sacrifices over the son's identity journey.
Yes.
And I think she needs to kind of like reframe her fears. Mm. And it should be, my son is healing. My son is forgiving. That shows maturity.
Yeah.
But instead, all of that is, my husband's going to feel this. My husband's going to feel this. What about your son?
Mm.
And I get it. Maybe the father has disappointed her, and now she's projecting all the disappointments onto the son as well. Like, he's going to disappoint you again. But I think the energies are misplaced.
Yeah, I think Juliet said it so beautifully. And also, your son is a man now who has gone through the journey of self-identity, of discovering his identity, who he is, where he comes from, where he's going. So despite, you know, what your current husband has done for him, at the end of the day, your son will go for what is best for him and his future.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yes, feelings aside, think logically about what is right to build his foundation or to solidify the foundation.
Uh-huh.
And yes, he has decided to forgive his dad. He also took his time. You didn't have to influence him.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know the conversations they're having.
Yeah.
And yeah, whilst the dad is still around, he is his biological father.
Mm.
That's just it. Oh, no.
Uncle T, are people saying they should go for the double barrel surname vibes or what?
Why is she deciding for the husband?
You see, this could be actually this could be bringing the peace into the home, actually. Why?
And JJ and you ladies are spot on that she has a fear.
Mm.
And that fear is now basically blinding her of playing mediator, if anything.
The bridge.
Mm. The bridge, right, into this whole thing. Because the fact that she didn't say anything yet, it's a burden that is only burning her.
Ah.
Sure.
That man took it upon himself to say, for me loving you, I'll do whatever it takes to make sure that you are comfortable with your child. Give him that honor too.
Yo.
To say, Muntuam, umtana ut. This is what he wants, he wishes to do.
Mm-hmm.
What is the next step? Hear him out.
Yeah. And let him speak.
He will be hurt, yes, but let him out.
Yeah.
And then he must then, the quicker he learns this, the better.
Mm.
Number two, he may even be sober enough to say, but rituals need to be done then, so that things are done properly in him taking that surname. Or let the conversation happen between me, you, and the biological father on the steps going forward.
Mm.
So that this boy is not left in a lurch. Regardless of how me and him, our chemistry is not working so naturally. And that's usually the case between a stepfather and the stepson, right? That is not as natural. They have to make an effort to make their chemistry work. So, but let that conversation happen. Allow him.
Mm.
So, anonymous blind spot is like, she's blocking progress.
Yes.
Into what could be the next phase,
yes,
right? Based on her fears and the sacrifices. Listen, I doubt this man, your husband, was giving love to your son as a favor for him to pay it back.
Yes.
Yes, loyalty goes a long way. But what makes you think him changing the surname, therefore the loyalty won't be there?
Yeah, it sounds like an honorable man.
Yeah.
And honorable people are sensible people.
Yeah. Okay, what do you say?
Indoda mayishada umama unengane and athatha le ngane asifake esibongweni sakhe ngesinto kuthiwa umthatha ubathatha labantwana obafake sibayini salowo muzi. So ngokwesintu ancestrally those kids are recognized by the ancestors. It doesn't necessarily mean kuthi because they are not blood they will not be recognized. Lo baba lo wenza umsebenzi omkhulu ngokukhulisa le ngane when the father, original father, biological father, was not around. So the blind spot here is the way kwenziwa ngakhona. The guy bekumele ahlale phansi nobaba umuzi, now the husband, And acele ukuthi azini mfethu ngiyabonga ukuthi usebenzile uyikhulisile ingane ngicela ukuthi kodwa abuye ngakumina azokwazi ukuthi azisibonge sasekhaya azi abantu basekhaya. That's the proper way of doing things. And umuntu okumele ayifacilitate is the mother, this thing yokuhlanganisa bobaba bowu-two. The kid yena usasewumntwana wenza vele nje ngobungane, but that's how it should be. That's how it should be done.
I don't think there should be any voice not following that one. Done. Ibegile malume beke kamnandi futhi ukuthula sasiteraker yawulebo. You can also send yours blindspot@car959.co.za.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.